The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hoodoo practitioner and fourth-generation seer with over 50 years' experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors, along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida, and the old Hoodoo root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology, and parapsychology, brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind, and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Lucia, Blucia, met Catherine, Bahet Kabel. Estami Tukar Amazlea Lodikbi. God bless all my father's children, here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir, and welcome to the only real, genuine Hoodoo broadcast on the airwaves. This is your host, Monsieur Jean-Leon Devereaux, officially known to many as Papa Say, your Hoodoo Daddy, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you and you and even you. And it makes no difference what you think of me, but it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me, for I know and I want you to know that the real Hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. God bless you. God keep you. God turn his eyes upon you and give you peace. May he bless your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. This has always been my prayer for you, and it will be my prayer for you. Well, how are you doing? How is every day? Well, today we have a reading about the love in your life. Hoodoo love readings, that's right. A reading about the love in your life. And I have to ask you one question. Does your lover love you? Does your lover love you? Think about that, will you? Here we go. We got another. We have more commercials, but just you think on that question, okay? All right, here we go.
Is your success flying away from you? Is your money gone before you get it? Does everything you touch turn from sugar to shit? Then you need a miracle from Almighty God. Papa Say is your holy spiritual advisor. He helps with all spiritual and metaphysical problems. No matter how big or how small, God uses Papa Say to get rid of them all. Papa Say can look at the muddy water of deceit and see dry land, the good life, here and far away too. Papa Say helps married people and their children. He takes them off the streets, off the bottle, off of drugs and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use tarot or a crystal ball. He uses the hand of Almighty God to see yesterday, today, and tomorrow to help you in your everyday life. Papa Say gets you out of trouble and puts you into the favored life of peace, prosperity, and paradise. Yes. Have no further questions? Then contact Papa Say at 1-800-ASK-KEEN extension 055-9865. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there is one holy spiritual advisor, and that is Papa Zay.
Now, with my question, I'm really just asking, does your lover really love you? Think about that. Does he really love me? Does she really love me? Does your lover really love you? Now, I don't care about what they do or what they say. Does your lover really love you? Does he really love you? Or does he just say that? You know, anybody can say that in the heat of passion or when you're trying to do something, when you're trying to get it on. Anybody can say that. He can say he loves you then. He can say he needs you then. He can say he won't do without you, but does he really love you? Or is it just something, I don't know, something he made up? Or something that he just does? Maybe he's found out, or they found out, that saying that makes sex with them better. Uh-oh. Maybe just saying those words, just saying those words, mean a lot to you when you hear it. But when it comes down to really, really, I mean really, really loving you, he doesn't. I know you sat down and thought about it. I know you have. And I know that it is something that is picking at your brain. It's like a doggone barb. It's always getting you and hurting you and pricking at you and something. But he doesn't. When you look, when you think about it, you have to answer, he don't love me, no. She don't love me. No, she doesn't. No. That is the question. Does he or why doesn't he love you? It could be because of the way you sleep. It could be because of the way you eat. It might be because your breath smells bad. I don't know, but he don't love you. She does not care about you. If that lover did care about you, he'd act a certain way. He'd act better. He would act like you mean something to you, to him. In fact, now, I'm just throwing out. You can get mad if you want to, but I'm just throwing it out there. That lover would definitely try to talk more to you, try to talk more graciously to you, try to talk as though he does care or she does care. It don't matter. It could be a man or a woman. It could be either one. It could be a man or a woman. Does your lover care about you? Does he really care? I'm just asking. And the reason why I'm asking is for you. You need to know what you don't know. Now, I'm going to do something today. I'm going to ask every individual who has who's calling here to answer that question. I'm going to ask you to answer that question, and then, well, of course I'm going to give you the reading. Yeah, I'm going to give you the reading. But I want you to tell us whether or not that person is in love with you. See, so now you got to think about it. You've got to wrestle with it. You got to turn over and over and over. Because the truth is, you don't really know. But you know how you feel. You know that. You sure know how you feel. Does your lover really love you? Does that lover really care about you? Now, if you know, then you know. If you don't, then you don't. Does that lover love you? Everybody should know. You should know that question above anything else. Do you?
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Now, area code 8112. Does your lover really love you? Does he love you? Hello?
Yes.
Does your lover love you?
I don't know.
You don't know. At least you're truthful. You're truthful about it. She don't know, folks. And that is a truthful answer. Well, I tell you what, we will give you a reading and we'll see. Now, the first card is the King of Hearts. The second card is the Four of Spades. And the last card is the Queen of Clubs. Now, I don't know what this is. I'm going to hold on for a minute. I'm going to see what the Spirit says this is, and then I'll be right back with you, okay?
Okay.
The King of Hearts is love. It means love. And the Four of Spades means work, an effort you got to put aside for it. Now, that Four of Spades means a little effort has to be put there. But that King means that you will have a large love, a large amount of it. Now, the third card, which is the Queen of Hearts, that's not, no, the Queen of Clubs, means gaiety, it means happiness, it means cheerfulness. The Queen of Clubs means that you have a good outlook. So with that man, with that the person here, you should be seeing something very, well, very exceptional. You should be seeing someone who is truly in love with you. Now, if you use a small amount of work, which the poor spade says, a small amount, you shall see your love. Now, the King of Hearts is the hand joined into hand. The hand joined to hand. So that means love. That means love or friendship that turns into love. You know, but the hand joined to hand is a certain type of feeling which you will have when you have tried, to make the person that, you know, to make them so that you will love him. Now, that Queen of Clubs, that cheerfulness, that gaiety, you're always cheerful, is that right?
Yeah, pretty much. In front of people.
Always gay.
In front of people.
Yeah, you're always cheerful and gay. Now, that it doesn't mean anything. You can try anything you want to, but you're always cheerful and gay. And you will be one. You will be cheerful and gay no matter what. Now, that man has your hand. And that friendship will warm into love if you do a little bit of work. So now, I would advise you to take the Four of Spades out of a deck of cards and to carry it with you. The Four of Spades. And don't worry about a thing. Don't worry about a thing. Just take the Four of Spades. And every time you have to deal with them, just, you know, if you talk to them on the phone, just take it out and fiddle with it in your hand. The Four of Spades. The Four of Spades, okay? And all of that that you worry about, that you will worry about, you wouldn't have to worry no more. You won't have to worry about it because you will be happy. You will be happy one way or the other. Now, God bless you and God keep you.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, it's a good one. That's a good one. A really, really good one. Well, 903, this is Papa Say. Hello, 903.
Hello, Papa. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. And as far as does my lover love me, I want to believe so, but I'm not sure for certain, but I'm hoping that if he doesn't, you can make him turn toward me.
Okay. Now that there's a truthful person. She don't know. She wants to know. Okay, we're going to look at the cards and see what the cards say. Okay.
Thank you.
The first card is the Queen of Hearts. The second card is the Five of Diamonds. The third card is the Nine of Spades. Now, all I ask you to do is just hold on for a minute while I look at these cards and see what they mean, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, the Queen of Hearts means love, but you have also the Five of Diamonds, which is pointing toward money. The Five of Diamonds is success. Invention, successful invention, and success, and love. Now, with those two, your coming about for love is ensured. You do have a love, you know, enriched for you. You do have money enriched for you. But now, on top of all that, you have the nine of spades, which is the roses, which indicate a beauty and a rugged health, which means that you will have a certain amount of work to do for it, a certain amount of work. But it is much, it is a lot that you have to worry about, but you have to, it has to be done. So the five, you know, so the queen really, really means, because the queen is a ring, it's a wedding band. It's a wedding band. And it means a rich and happy marriage. A rich and happy marriage. But in it, you have the anchor. The anchor, which is success in business and love. Success in business and love. Now, I'm going to tell you something. One thing you ought to do. And get yourself a deck of cards and pull out the Queen of Hearts. Take the Queen of Hearts out and carry the Queen of Hearts with you, no matter what. And this way, you will know for sure whether or not the man is for you. And in fact, he will be if you take the Queen of Hearts out. Okay?
Thank you so much, Papa. Thank you.
Okay.
Bless
God
you.
Bless you. God bless you. All
Bye-bye.
Right. We have so many people here. So many people doing well and doing good. And I guess I got you. You all must have really thought about that question. You must have really thought about it. Okay. 229. 229. This is Papa. Say hello. 229.
Hey, Papa Say, how are you? Hey, Papa
I'm
Say.
Fine. I'm fine. How are you? I'm
fine.
I'm fine. Does the man love you?
The answer to that question is I've been with my husband for 12 years, and I do feel that he loved me, but I know over time things has changed. So right now I really don't know. One minute he shows me he loves me, then the next minute he doesn't.
Oh, well, the cards, let's see what the cards say. The cards start out with the Six of Spades, and the second card is the Jack of Diamonds, and the third card is the Five of Spades. Now, hold on a minute. I'm going to see what exactly these cards mean. Hold on. Okay, the Six of Spades is the mice, and the Jack of Diamonds is money. It's money, but it also means goodness, too. It also means you are going on a good news. You're getting a good news to find out about this. Now, the thing about this mouse, these mice, is that they are eating. They're eating at the relationship. They're eating at you. But now, to offset all that, the five of spades is the coffin. Now, it means that something is dead and ought to be buried. Something is dead and ought to be buried. Now, it could be him. I'm just saying, you know, I don't know. But something is dead and ought to be buried. Because the mice are eating. They're eating on you, on the money that you have. Now, with the man, with him, there is something. There is something which is just biting away at you, which is just kneading at it and taking it. Taking a little bit of time. It's taking. But the thing about it is that although it takes from you, it has not taken him. It hasn't taken him. But there is something which keeps him from loving you as much as you want. And that is the thing which ought to be buried. That is the thing which needs to go away. And however you get it away, however you do it, that will be good. That will be good. So you take the five of spades out of a deck of cards and you hold it and you use it with you. It doesn't matter what he says or what a person does. You use that five of spades as a talisman which will keep everything which is wrong away from you. Now, those mice in the six of spades, don't even worry about them. Those mice, they offer a problem, but they are not the biggest problem. The biggest problem is that coffin in the five of spades. Now, you remember that. Take the five of spades out and carry it with you. Hold it every time you talk to him. When you talk to him on the phone, hold the five of spades. Hold it out. You know, just whatever you do, just have that five of spades with you. And the Lord will bless you real good, okay?
Okay, Papa say.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, so certain people are thinking about this, and it is happening the way that they want it to. It sure is. It sure is. Well, let's see what, let's find out what our sponsors are saying. Hello?
New Moon is coming soon, and you've got to be ready for it. So ready yourself with your abundance checks, this month's energy, and all of the teaching for this month that Papa Say has to offer. But most of all, be at the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings for this month. That's the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings for this month. They start on the new moon and last for only 3 days. For the past 5 years, each and every month, this has been a special feature of Real Hoodoo and Papa Say. Many have been blessed with new homes, better finances, restored relationships, and better employment all through these readings. A new addition is, now they last from 5 to 7 minutes, giving you more information than ever before. Be there, along with that special friend or loved one, at the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. That's the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. When? The New Moon for 3 days. Remember, there's only one Real Hoodoo, and only one Papa Say.
We're back again, and we're going to the lines. Now, 646. This is Papa Say. Hello?
Hey, Papa. Hi, Papa Say.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Right now, good. I don't have a boyfriend. So my question probably would be, will my future husband love me? future boyfriend love me?
Okay. The first card is the Jack of Hearts. The second card is The Deuce of Diamonds. The third card is the Ace of Spades. Now, I tell you what, let's hold on 1 second.
Till okay.
I can check what stuff is, and I, you know, hold on, please, just 1 second.
Okay. Oh, Lord. How's it going? Hey, oh my God. You know me. No, I'm on the phone. Thank you. You're looking good. You're okay. Oh, Lord. It's taking a long time.
Okay, the Jack of Hearts. Now that's really love. That is the real love. And it's a book that is like, it tells a mystery about you, but a secret. Now, the Deuce of Diamonds is your money. It is a woman. And the woman is facing away. She's facing away from it. So, really, the Ace of Spades is the key of this entire read. The Ace of Spades is, you know, a future joust or a future of worry or future trouble from which you are protected. You have protection in love all the way around. The woman has money, but you are protected from it. You have enough money to where no one will be worried about it. Now, the mystery that is affecting your relationship or whatever, that is what we have to be worried about. Whatever it is that you have got to, you've got to dig it up and put it out. You got to go ahead and do it. Now, I advise you to get the Jack of Hearts from a new deck of cards. Get the Jack of Hearts and carry it with you. Jack of Hearts, you keep it with you. It will pull whatever man or any man to you. But the only thing that it will do, it will make your secret known. You will know your secret. It will bring it out. It will make it alive. The Jack of Hearts. Now get that and keep it. And whatever you say, God bless you real good, okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Papa Say.
Okay. Bye-bye. Well, these people are doing really good. Here's another one. 803, this is for you. 803, hello, this is Papa Say.
Greetings, Papa Say. To answer your question, the love interest that I have hasn't acknowledged me yet, but I think she will fall in love with me once she does acknowledge me.
Oh, well, okay. Okay, that's good. Well, let us look at the cards first and see what they say. The first card is of Diamonds. The second card is the Seven of Clubs. And the third card is the Nine of Hearts. Hold on a second. These cards mean. Hold on, please, okay?
Okay.
okay, the Queen of Diamonds is money. It is money. And it symbolizes the children who are friendly, of a friendly disposition, and gentleness. Now, the Seven of Clubs is the lily, and it indicates a happy life and really a family of, you know, just a family life, which is beyond all types of goodness or whatever a person could think of a family. It is a family among, well, a family par excellence is the lily of the field. Now, the Nine of Hearts is the ship, and it is a symbol of riches and other, you know, other wealth by inheritance and trade. Now, the nine of Hearts is the card for you to worry about. It is the card which makes everything for you. And because today's readings are love readings, I advise you to get a deck of cards and to take the Nine of Hearts out. Get a deck of cards and take the Nine of Hearts out. Now, with that, you will find that certain things will happen. You will find that, well, all of your love, everyone you love, every woman you meet will be interested in you. She will be interested in you. And that is the card which will keep you, from all trouble. Now, I advise you to get that Nine of Hearts and to keep it. Keep it with you. Whenever you talk to her or whenever you think about her, pull out the Nine of Hearts and just finger it. Okay? When you smoke a cigar, just thumb and finger the Nine of Hearts, because that will bring her to you. And she will be happy to be with you. Okay? Now, God bless you and God keep you.
Pops, thank you so much. Have a great day, and God bless all your supporters. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Well, there we go. You have heard from everybody. Everybody just talking. Does he love you? Does he love you? Yeah. Yeah, he loves you. But for what? Now, I tell you what we're going to do. Just like yesterday's subject, we're going to talk about this more. We're going to talk about this more in the weeks that happen. In weeks that happen. Now, tomorrow is Thursday. And tomorrow we have Thursday problems reading. Thursday problems reading. Yeah, problems reading. And you should be there. You should be there. No matter what folks say, you be there. And you come to our problem reading session where you can learn what will happen. What will happen and why. Why? Now hold on, because we'll be back.
New Moon is coming soon, and you've got to be ready for it. So ready yourself with your abundance checks, this month's energy, and all of the teaching for this month that Papa Say has to offer. But most of all, be at the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings for this month. That's the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings for this month. They start on the new moon and last for only 3 days. For the past 5 years, each and every month, this has been a special feature of Real Hoodoo and Papa Say. Many have been blessed with new homes, better finances, restored relationships, and better employment all through these readings. A new addition is, now they last from 5 to 7 minutes, giving you more information than ever before. Be there, along with that special friend or loved one, at the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. That's the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. When? The New Moon for 3 days. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo, and only one Papa Say.
Well, it's been great, great day. A great, great day. And we hope that all of you have found it out. You have found out what your lover really cares about. Yeah, you have got to find out. We're going to talk about that subject more in the future. More. And until then, just remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say. God bless you and keep you. May he lift up his eyes upon you and give you peace. May he bless your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. And God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Now, goodbye, and I'll see you tomorrow at 7 o'clock on The Real Hoodoo.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michelle LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.